Hello everyone, welcome back to All Whack Podcast. Today, I'm coming to you from the garage. Why? I don't know. I just kind of felt like it, and all the chairs outside are wet, which is kind of whack because it's sunny today. Shouldn't things not have pools of water in them? Yeah, I thought so too, but apparently that's not how the world is working today. But that's all good. It's all good. We're in the garage. It's nice. I got the door open. So we got some sunlight coming in, some nature. Hopefully deer don't come up to the door, because that'd be horrifying. I really don't know what I would do. But they've done it before. So why would they not do it again? But today's topic is not a person. That's for a while I've been just having people on, which has been great. That's been fun, but I do kind of miss just chatting about whatever is on my mind. And today, what's on my mind are toxic traits. So, does anyone remember the Twitter trend that was going around, and then it creeped onto Facebook, and then I saw it occasionally on Instagram, but it was mostly Twitter and Facebook. They go, my toxic trait is, and then it's something kind of dumb, or it's only toxic to themselves. It's not really how it affects other people. Does anyone else think of this? That, you know, you can definitely, for sure, be toxic to yourself. I think everybody is toxic to themselves in some way, shape, or form. But you can definitely be toxic to other people, and I don't think anyone likes to really admit that, but I know I can be toxic to other people. And you think, well, Jackie, you seem pretty nice. I go, I am nice, but sometimes I'm a toxic bitch. I'm just saying. So, and I'm not afraid to admit that, because that's just kind of part of being a person, is you want, you know, and I don't think that I'm toxic in every single way. I just think that there's sometimes a situation is happening, and then in that situation I can be toxic. It's not, but I mean, it depends on the situation. It's very situational, you know? It depends. So I encourage you to kind of think about that. Think of how you can be toxic to other people, but definitely think about how you can be toxic to yourself, because, you know, I think that falls under, like, when you self-doubt, or you're down-talking yourself, or, you know, you just are kind of shitting on your own life, and that's so backwards, because I think today people are so reliant on the validation from other people, but the only validation you need really is the validation from yourself. You only need self-love. As cliche as all of this is, I mean, I feel it, you know? That's my feelings. You gotta feel your feelings, fool. If you get that, I love you. But I mean, you have to kind of think, how can I deflect my own toxicity towards myself and other people? Because I think why people are so toxic towards themselves are the influence of other people and social media, and what you see on social media, and what you, your possessions, what you have, what you don't have, what other people have that you don't have. You kind of are like, well, I mean, it can be you're basing your success. You're kind of like, I'm not successful because I don't have A, B, and C. Or I'm not living my best life because I don't have a relationship. I'm not married. I don't have kids. I still live in my hometown. You know, whatever it is that you're thinking, and you're just kind of ragging on yourself and not really thinking of how to turn it around. You're like, I'm not in a relationship. Well, do you want to be in a relationship? Like, really think about that. Do you actually want to be in a relationship and care for another person? Or do you just want to be in a relationship to have the cute pictures on Instagram to get validation from everybody else to be like, oh, you're such a cute couple, you know? That's bad. Don't do that. That's toxic to yourself. And that's also toxic to whoever you're with, too, because whether they are doing the same thing to you or, you know, they actually really like you and want to be with you, but you're kind of just using them for that image, if you will. You're, no pun intended on the photo thing. But you gotta kind of think, too, like, what is it you actually want? Because I think a lot of self-toxicity comes from what other people have that we don't have, that we think we need because other people have it. Does that make sense? You know, I don't feel like I need a lot of things. I feel like I need what I do have. And even then, do I need it? Probably not. But this does not just happen. You're not born thinking, yes, I am this way, this is great, I love myself, I'm awesome. No, because that's just not how it works. You know, there's society that sets these standards that you feel like if you don't meet, that you're shitty or low class because you don't meet societal standards. But fuck societal standards. Set your own standards. That's the standard that you have to meet. You have to meet your own standard, not everybody else's depiction of society's standard. And if you actually legitimately want the flashy car, the flashy boyfriend or girlfriend, you know, if you want the flashy, then go for it, do it. But don't do it because you think that's how you'll be successful and happy in life, because you won't. You won't be happy. You might be successful in the eyes of other people, but you're not going to be happy, and ultimately you're just wasting your time on this planet with material shit that you don't need in your life, because only you can really provide your own happiness. You know, it's not other people, it's not the things that you have, it's not the things other people have that you don't have that will make you happy. It's you. You will make yourself happy. Even if you're like me, and, you know, I deal with a lot of depression, and it's hard sometimes because I'm like, why do I feel all this depression? Like, there are other people in the world living that don't feel like this, and it should be easy, and it should be, I should be doing this. But it's like, you know, it's something that I can't just wipe from my existence. It's something that I do have to deal with and cope with and learn how to make myself feel uplifted in my depression episodes, you know, or states, or however you want to phrase that. I ultimately have to pull myself out of it. It's nice to have somebody there who's there with you to kind of encourage you to keep going. You know, it's like, I'm there, I want to get out of this, but I understand how it's nice to have another person, whether it be a significant other, a family member, a friend, whoever. It's nice to have that support from the outside, but you also have to give yourself the support, because you can have outside support all you want, but you have to have the motivation and the drive and the desire to feel better in those situations. And that's how I've been trying to kind of alleviate some of that depression. Because I know myself pretty well to where I am able to do that, and that's great. I'm really thankful that I'm able to do that and identify what I need to do to make myself feel better. So, you know, that alleviates a lot of my self-toxicity. But when I'm toxic with other people, it's usually, you know, because they're doing something in life that I would not do. and I'm telling them they should do it my way. But my way is not the all-being way. You know, not everybody's going to live exactly how I'm living. I'm not going to live how you, dear listener, are living, necessarily. There might be similarities, and there's going to be differences. Everybody lives a different way. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. You are here to live how you want to live. And if you want to be stressed and, you know, have that toxicity in your life, then you're welcome to do so. I personally don't think that's the way to go. But if that's how you're living and how you want to live or whatever, I can't stop you. You can do whatever you want. You're your own person, and you're an adult. You can do it. But I do have to step back and think, like, how am I actually... I'm not helping this situation. I'm just adding to the anger in the room, making it completely... just a complete shit show. It's not, nothing productive is happening. It's just me forcing my opinion on how I live on somebody else who may not think the same way or feel the same way about how they want to live their life. Or, you know, I think that's mostly when I find myself thinking like, oh shit, I was being really toxic and that was just not helpful at all to anyone, that it's mostly I'm forcing my opinion on somebody. Or, you know, there's people who just go through life being fake. They're just, you can tell. That's sickening to me, where you can just go up to somebody and tell that they are just living, they're projecting this fake personality so that they can seem a certain way to other people. And, you know, I think that's toxic to themselves that they're doing that. But also, it can be toxic to not maybe an individual, but maybe a larger scale of people. Especially younger people who are easily influenced, you know? Like, you know, I'm 21, and I feel like I've kind of come into my own, and I feel like I can make my own decisions and I'm not too easily influenced. There are times where I catch myself, I'm like, oh, I'm very influenced by, like, a YouTuber. There's a YouTuber I watch, her name's Kaylin Nicholson. I really like her videos, but I've kind of let up on how much I actually watch her now, because she is living her life differently than mine, so... I'm not entirely aligned with how she is. And, you know, that's fine. It happens, you know, I'm growing, she's growing in her own way, and, you know, it's just, her content isn't as appealing to me anymore as it used to be. But I think that, you know, with being easily influenced and you being around people you know are easily influenced or younger than you and they look up to you and you're just purposely being fake or, you know, just a dick to people, you're influencing other people to be that way because they're like, oh, yeah, like, that's how you get shit done. That's how you get people to listen to you. Is you gotta be hardball with them. But you don't. You really don't. Some people maybe in certain situations, but I mean, to go through life like that, that's not any way to live. And so, you know, sometimes mentors don't really see how toxic they are. And then, you know, they're teaching their protégés, like, hey, this is how shit works. And then, you know, your people are coming up more and more toxic all the time. And, you know, there are people that I don't really talk to anymore that I knew in high school. And it's just because I grew up a little bit, I think. I personally feel like I matured a little bit faster personality-wise than other people. Because other people wanted to stay in the drama, you know? I don't have time for that shit. That's such a waste of time to just sit there and shit-talk people. Or behind their back, even, you know? You're not even telling these people straight up to their face, like, dude, I don't like you because you do A, B, and C. And that's shitty. Don't do that. But do it because you're gonna. Because I can't tell you what you can and can't do. Because that would be me portraying my toxicity onto you. But you are your own and you can do whatever you want. But I don't want to be a part of it. So you're subtracting that negativity and toxic poison from your life. I think drama and gossiping, while it can be fun if it's like, you know, I don't deeply gossip. That's just not what I'm into. I'm like, why are you... I thought this person was your friend. Why are you just like shit-talking them? I don't get it. Don't be their friend if you don't like them. If you don't actually like them, don't be their friend. Just, you're both better off. Them more than you if you don't like them. But, I mean, that you're leading people on that way in friendship. And, you know, that happens in relationships too. You know, like, people talk about toxic relationships, and I think the only really toxic relationships are the ones where nobody's honest or even just saying like what's on their mind. Because, you know, you see these couples together, and I don't know these couples at all, but I see, and they're two attractive people, and I'm just like, man, I wonder how much they fight. I think about how other people are in their relationships, and then like kind of how I am in mine, and I think like, I wonder how much these two people fight, and if they're both miserable, or one of them is miserable, and they aren't ending the relationship because either the person they're with adds to their image to make them look better, because that's an attractive person they're with. Or, you know, they've been with them so long that they're like, ah, it's whatever. This is just how relationships are. But if you're not happy, or, you know, you just don't care anymore, that's being toxic, not only to yourself, but the person you're with. Because by not expressing how you feel, you're trapping them, basically, because you're not saying how you feel. You're just kind of hoping that it'll get better, and it's not going to. Sometimes it does get better, but and then that's in friendships too. You know, like the people that I knew in high school, I was their friend after I didn't want to be their friend. Why? Because I didn't have other friends. I did not have a lot of... I knew a lot of people, but the people I actually hung out with were not great people to be around. I didn't feel good about myself. I knew they talked about me behind my back, and I still hung out with them. And that's kind of shitty. That was shitty of me to do to myself. And... you know, I don't know what they gained from my friendship or, you know, appearing to be with me. I don't know what they gained from that. Honestly, if they didn't like me, you know, it's like, why are you pretending to like me? Isn't that a waste of time? And then I thought about it and I was like, oh, but I'm pretending to like you. And yeah, that is a waste of time. Because I don't get any value from spending time with you. You know, I don't benefit from this friendship anymore, if ever. So I had to subtract that toxin from my life, you know, and I encourage everyone listening to do the same. Like, extract that bullshit from your life. You don't need it. You really, really do not. Now, when I stopped hanging out with these people, you know, some moved away, some still live in the area, and I don't talk to them, I avoid them, because I am a lot happier without them in my life. I hardly ever think or talk about them, because why would I, you know, whether it was a relationship or a friendship or, you know, just people that I've met along the way, it's like, nah, I don't get any emotional value from this, you know, I feel like it's a waste of my time to be near you, it's a waste of my energy, and that's just not worth it, and I think that's what's best for everyone to do. You know, you cut people out that you don't... There's too many people. We are overpopulated. And there's too many people who think that they can just be a dick, but they're good looking. Or, you know, whatever. They can just be an asshole because they're good looking, and people will be their friend because they're good looking. And that looks good when you're friends with good looking people. But you're not happy, and you know, that's what pisses me off, is when I do that to myself, I'm like, I'm only friends with this person really because they are attractive, and I could probably, you know, I'm using that person, and I don't like using people to get a particular whatever I want out of them, because if they're not, that's not a real friendship, it's not a real relationship there. I'm only using somebody because I feel like I can get something from them. And that's fake of me, because that's not how I am. That's not my personality. And I haven't done that in a long time, but I used to. I used to be that way, where I'm like, ah, this person's attractive and it looks good. It makes me look good because I have this attractive person as a friend. You know, that kind of a thing. And you know, now I have attractive friends, but I enjoy being in their company. And they're attractive to me, not in like a sexual way, you freaks, but it's more I'm attracted to them, to spend time with them and hear their thoughts, discuss things with them, or do nothing. We could do nothing. We could watch movies and whatever. I don't care. It's nice to just spend time with people who aren't bitches, you know? And even recent friends, I really don't have close friends. I mean, I have Steven. I think Steven is my best friend. And, you know, that's fine with me. I don't need a lot of friends. I just need my few close friends. So I've got Jordan, and I've got Darla, and I have Steven, and you know, those are my main three peeps right there. And then, you know, Kristen, shout out to Kristen, he's cool. I don't talk to him a lot, but when I do talk to him, it's always a nice exchange of conversation. And they're just warm people to be around. So I highly recommend those three people for you, four people for you. They're it's a delight to know them. And, you know, I've cut everybody else out pretty much because, I mean, you know, there's a few that I have not cut completely out, but there are still people that I hang out with or I see very occasionally who each time it just saddens me that I'm still friends with this person or I still associate myself with this person because they themselves are just a toxic essence and I don't need to be around that. This is not good for my mental health and it's not good. So I highly encourage everyone to kind of think about you know, how have you been toxic to other people? And maybe you're not that way anymore, which is good. That's good if you aren't toxic anymore. But maybe if you take a look at how you have been toxic and you can prevent it from happening again, be like, okay, self, that was bullshit. But it's in the past. It's behind us. We're not going to beat ourselves up about it. We're going to think about it, learn what we could have done differently, and try to apply that in the future. And that's part of growing. That's just growing as a human. So I highly encourage all of you to grow as human beings. Suck out the toxicity in not only yourself, but the people around you. Cut people out if you have to. Your happiness and well-being is not worth sacrificing so that you can maintain an image that's making you miserable or unhappy. So with that, I'm going to leave you to percolate, marinate, contemplate, and stay groovy, my friends. I will talk to you next time.